Well, good morning, everyone. We'll begin. And as Jonathan would say there when he was thinking about taking on the Philistines, whether there are few or many, the Lord is with us.
Yes.
That's sufficient, right?
Yes.
So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can pray to you, and we thank you that we have this gathering here this week, and Lord, we want to pray for that and so many things, Lord, that you would put on our heart. And so here we are, Lord, just a desire to seek you and to use the power of prayer that you've given us, Lord, and so lead us and guide us now by your Spirit in Jesus' name. I always like to look at prayers in the Bible because there's so much we can learn. There's over 100 prayers in the Bible, and if you go through those, they always have, to me, they always speak, and there's always something there for us. So I wanted to look today at a prayer of boldness. You're familiar with it, I'm sure, in Acts chapter 4. And this is a great prayer when you're faced with persecution, when you're faced with the government telling you to do one thing and the Lord is telling you to do something else. How do you handle that? Well, this is a great prayer to come back to for that. So I wanted to just begin singing a little praise song here. I've decided to follow Jesus, and the words there are on your notes at the very top. So let's just lift our voices in song for this short one, and then we'll get into the prayer. I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. The prayer we want to look at this morning is in Acts chapter 4. And in Acts chapter 3, you know the story, I'm sure. Peter and John were on the way to prayer in the afternoon at the temple. And they came there at the beautiful gate, and there was this man who had been lame since birth. And they would carry him in, apparently, each day, and he would beg. And that was a beautiful gate, so that was a good gate to beg at, because that's where the people with the money would come in. But when Peter and John looked at him, and he was expecting to receive some money, Peter said what? Silver and gold I have none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. So, come on in. So what a great example of faith that was on Peter's part. I don't know what I would have said, but I would have thought, you know, if I say that and he doesn't walk, that's going to look pretty silly, right? But anyway, the guy gets up and walks and starts leaping around, and the people all get excited, and they want to praise Peter and John, and then Peter and John says, no, that was in the name of Jesus Christ. And so they got a big crowd around him, and so then the scribes, the Pharisees, and even the captain of the temple protection thing were there apparently, and they got all upset. And so then the Sanhedrin gets involved, and what are we going to do? Because we can't deny that this guy's been healed, he's walking around, but in the name of Jesus Christ, we can't have that out there. So they severely warned them never to mention the name of Jesus Christ again. Now, if the government where you are today would give you that warning, what would you do? I believe that what the Bible tells us, we obey authorities as long as it doesn't contradict the Word of God. But when it comes to a direct contradiction to the Word of God, we follow Christ, right? So what we see here then in this particular instance in verse 13 of chapter 4, now when the Sanhedrin saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized they had been with Jesus. And they said, what shall we do to these men? But so it spreads no further, let us severely threaten them, so that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since all were glorifying God for what had been done. For this man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. So that's the scenario. Now what happens? Did they go form a protest? Did they go right to their congressman? Did they rebel, start firing weapons and all? Well, let's read on. Verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own companions. Company is good if it's like-minded company. Company's not so good if it's against the Lord, which would have been company with the government here, or government with the Sanhedrin. They went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Here it is. So when they had heard, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, your God who made heaven and earth and the sea. This is the prayer. Lord, great address there. That's the right address, isn't it? Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David, and here he quotes Psalm 2, of course, why did the heathen rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. And continuing on with the prayer, for truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now here's the prayer. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Amazing prayer, isn't it? It's not a prayer to shut up the government. It's not a prayer to come against the government. But it's a prayer to get the word out. It's a prayer for power of God to give them the light which drowns out the darkness, right? So give us boldness that we may speak your word. So isn't that where we need to be? We need to be that not only in case of government intervention, but any other intervention. Give us boldness that we may speak your word, and how? By stretching out your hand to heal. Notice this. There's miracles involved here in this prayer, but it's by the hand of God. It's not by anything they're doing, really, in terms of give me the power to heal. No, no. It's by your hand to heal that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your servant Jesus. So they're praying for boldness and they're praying for miracles to be done in the name of Jesus Christ by the hand of God. Pretty good prayer, isn't it? Well, was it answered? Well, verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. Now, we have prayers in here every week. Every Saturday morning we go through. This is one of the prayers that we had some time ago. Actually, we did this one on November 26 last year. And once in a while in California, we have earthquakes. So occasionally we have some shaking in here. But whether we'll have the shaking from the Holy Spirit or not, I don't know. But we're to pray here this morning, aren't we, regardless? When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So the prayer was answered. And verse 33, and with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was on them all. So a good example for us to pray, right? So here we are this morning to pray, and let's pray in collectively as a group. So speak out your prayers loud enough so we can all agree with them and say amen. And led by the Spirit, and then we're going to go for about 45 minutes or thereabouts, maybe a little less. We'll go about 20 minutes in group, and then we'll break into pairs of two so everybody can pray half the time, okay? So let us pray as we're led. Father, we thank you for this model prayer in Acts chapter 4 and how boldness was requested and the hand of yours to be extended in signs and wonders and how the place was shaken and they were given boldness and there was great power and great grace was upon all. And so here we are, Lord, coming with very weak faith, really, but we come in your great faithfulness and we know that this is the promise that we have. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us, and we know that if you hear us, you will grant us the petitions that we ask. So, Lord, get our hearts right with you this morning, that we would be praying in accordance with your will. And, Lord, help us to pray. Help us to pray for the conference. Help us to pray for the lost. Help us to pray for the body of Christ around the world and each individual ministry, maybe even represented here or even represented in this room. And, Lord, those things that you put in our heart that we want to lift up to you, for kings and those in authority, we're commanded to pray for. So guide us now by your Spirit as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.